WLL Mobile.
And Leroy, long time no here in 0TR. We're back mobile.
I'm back mobile again, too. I've dropped my baggage off down at the Ace Hardware to pick up some bird seed for the birds out the yard.
Just to do that, but we kind of covered up the spot with big rocks where I fed them, and it seemed to, I kept getting sunflowers coming up and all kinds of different crops that I didn't want right there, so I quit doing it. But at any rate, that's nice. We used to have 20, 30 doves at a time out there and all kinds of other birds. So I get the bird feeder to the neighbor, so we still see them, and I don't have to fool with them. But in the wintertime, it's especially helpful, Leroy. Well, we got our peaches, and they picked us out some good green ones, so maybe they'll make it up to Kansas.
How do you plan on shipping them?
Well, there's only two places that we ship them to anymore. We're shipping to our nephew up in Boston, and they get there in 2 days every single time, as long as you get them out to FedEx before 4 o'clock. But the other place is in southeast Kansas, and I know one time we sent them, and they were pretty mushy by the time they got them, but there were some, they salvaged quite a bit out of them. So we had them pick us out some real green ones out of the cooler just now, and they're real nice people down here at the orchard, and they know us very well. And hopefully they'll get there in time. Last time I think it took 4 days.
I hope they're really green if it's going to take them 4 days to get there.
You say, you set them on the table here and they take a week before they get right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, they should. We pack them in squiggles, and we're not going to send as many this time, though. When we send them to, let me turn this radio down, sorry about that. When we sent them to Mike up in Boston the other day, they're just fine, and we sent 27 peaches up there. It costs you a little over $20. It's not bad. But they'll tell you they'll get them there quicker than they do to southeast Kansas. But, you know, that's not like sending them to Boston where they fly every day.
They say you're sending them to Pittsburgh or whereabouts in southeast Kansas?
Yes, sir. That's exactly where. Boy, you're most perceivable. I forgot that you knew that. Yeah. So they probably go into some place like Kansas City or Springfield, I guess.
Especially if they fly, then they drive them the rest of the way in. But, we buy blue and gold sausage every now and then and out of Oklahoma and have it shipped out this way, but they got to freeze it and keep it on dry ice and everything else just to keep it frozen on route. Because, you know, once it thaws out, it's done.
It had to be on dry ice. That's my fault. Bernice was saying that that was ground to Boston and ground to Kansas. But she's usually right about everything, I hate to admit.
No, blue and gold sausage. Blue and gold sausage. They only manufacture it there in Oklahoma. They usually use it for fundraisers for the school systems and bands and choir, orchestra, that type of thing. But, I have a friend of mine as a teacher out there, and I'll get a couple 2.5-pound rolls from them every now and then, and she'll ship it out for me. But it's got to be frozen to start with and kept on dry ice.
I mean, how that Omaha Steaks does that. Boy, they got some nice containers. We haven't ordered from them in a long time, but they always send them in a nice container with some dry ice in it, I think it was dry ice. But, we get 4-year-old cheese from up in Michigan once in a while, or Wisconsin, sharp cheddar cheese, and oh man, is it delicious. Well, we haven't in a while. Usually when the kids come down on vacation, like they come down the first part of August this year, they brought us some, and they brought us some sausage from his wild boar he shot. I'm not too crazy about that. But a lot of times they bring deer sausage or elk sausage. And Bernice makes the best summer sausage in the world. Just ask N5SD. He'll tell you that. Bob up in Hendersonville. I was looking at my friend N5SD's call a while ago, so I got mixed up there, Leroy.
Thanks sometimes, but I think it depends on the blend. I had an uncle who used to go elk hunting, and he would make elk burgers, but he'd blend it with ground beef over there.
Yeah, elk is good. But deer sausage is good, too. There's nothing wrong with that. I just, deer steaks and that, I don't care anything about. But you want to go downstairs, upstairs? Okay. But I was saying that I got my call signs mixed up. I was thinking of ND7J. Bob, he makes Bernice's summer sausage that we give him the recipe for. And boy, it's delicious. Now, I was looking at my friend N5SD's call sign on QRZ a while ago. He's finally getting back into doing some HF stuff, but he's doing digital, and I don't do that. But at any rate, I sure love that cheese from up there. It's not all that expensive. It's not cheap, but of course I haven't bought it since so-and-so's been in office, so it's probably higher now, Leroy. We're home. We got to get in there and get these packed and get them out to FedEx, Leroy. Very nice to hear you today. WA5LL, I'll get it wrong, Leroy. N0TR, and I'll be clear with your final.
Okay, Mr. Tom, tell Miss Bernice hello for me. We'll talk to you later. N0TR, KA5WLL, Stone Mobile.
KA5WLL, N0TR, 73, Leroy.